And say second point you made was about the problems which we face. We act at the bodily conception. We act at the level of ahankar, about ego, because of which we face the problems. Yes, that is true. At the same time, it's also important that we have certain roles in this world. And we can't deny those roles. Krishna tells Arjuna in 2.13 in the Bhagavad Gita that Dehinosmi Nyathade, you are not the body or the soul. But right in the next verse, he tells Arjuna, Matras Pashastu Konte Shitoshu Sukadukadaha Agam Apayino Nitya Stam Stikshu Bharata. He refers to Arjuna as Kaunteya, son of Kunti, and Bharata, descendant of the Bharata dynasty. Now, both these names are related with the body. Just now, Krishna told Arjuna, you are not the body. And then he is referring to Arjuna by the body names. Why is that? Prabhupada writes in the purport that belonging to a great family or a great dynasty brings responsibility with it. And so, we have a fundamental identity as souls. Along with that, in this world, we have functional identities. You know, I may be a mother, I may be a husband, I may be an engineer, I may be an IT professional, whatever it is. And we do have to function at the level of functional identity. So, if the functional identity can inspire us to bring out our best, then that is favorable to our bhakti. So, if I am a mother, and as a mother, I have to be mature towards helping my child to grow. Then if that maternal response, identifying myself as a mother, can help me to become more responsible, then that is favorable for our bhakti. So our bodily identification is an obstacle if it blinds us to our spiritual identification. But if our bodily identification inspires us to follow the path of dharma, by which we can rise towards the spiritual level of reality, then it can be favorable also. So especially if somebody is facing a problem, and at that time we tell them, you know, this is because of your bodily identification, it can come off as very insensitive. So at that time, you know, if somebody is concerned about their family situation, tell, you know, why are you identifying with your body relatives? We can come off as very heartless at that time. So at that time, philosophically, it is true. You know, when Krishna tells Arjuna, you are not the body, you are the soul. Krishna tells Arjuna that the people in knowledge are not attached to their family. They are not attached to their children. They are not. But then when Abhimanyu passes away, Krishna doesn't tell Arjuna, hey, you have forgotten the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is actually very sensitive when Arjuna passes away. So the philosophy, we have to present it in a way, sometimes people's emotions can bring them towards Krishna. Sometimes people's emotions can take them away from Krishna. So we have to be careful that we don't insensitively speak or do things in such a way that their emotions push them away from Krishna. So by being appropriately sensitive, we can make sure that even amidst their emotions. So I'll give a simple example for this. Say if somebody has passed away in somebody's family. Now at that time, it is said preaching means to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comforted. So afflict the comforted means somebody saying, I am very happy in my life. Prabhupada would say, what are you happy? Oh, you are going to go, it's going to old age, there is disease, there is death. So if somebody is very troubled, somebody loved one has passed away, then we need to comfort the afflicted. You know, actually Krishna is our eternal shelter, and Krishna is with your loved one also, wherever they are. Krishna is there, Krishna will guide you. So take shelter of Krishna, pray to Krishna, so that you can help them. Now, that is compassion. But instead of comforting the afflicted, if we afflict the comforted, okay, then this loved one has passed away, everyone else will pass away like this. All relationships are temporary. You know, we will come off as terribly insensitive and we won't help people. So it is true that at one level our relationships are there is body identification that is there. And at the same time, how to elevate people from the bodily consciousness to spiritual consciousness, that requires maturity and sensitivity. Thank you. Any other questions or comments, or should we stop here?